the sugya of Bnei Isuri Anoach. And just to focus, laser focus on the broader sugya, obviously, is the Shchitas Bumer L'Tayoven. The broader sugya is the Ne'amonus of a Mumer L'Tayoven. So Gemara says the basis for that will be, as we pointed out in Gilam and Beis, will not be Miritas, but will be the Chazaka Leishove Keteira V'Ochel Yisura. But in bringing a Raya to this din of a Mumer L'Tayoven, so the Gemara says there's a Brice that talks about a Mumer L'Tayoven. And that's a person who is not makbid in chometz she'omar olam Pesach. He's makbid in chometz of Pesach. He's not eating chometz in Pesach. He's not being nana from chometz in Pesach. But chometz that he himself did not get rid of, right? In other words, he was over baliro balimotzei. So then, why was he over baliro balimotzei? Because he didn't get rid of it because he had a very expensive bottle of scotch, and it was half full, so he wasn't able to exchange it. But it was difficult for him. He was nichshal in the nisayon. So now he's a mumer l'tayoven. If it wouldn't have been such an expensive bottle, he would have gotten rid of it. Right? But so he was nichshal. He was not ami ben nisayon. So a person's not Amir ben Yisoyin, he's not in Mumer L'Achis, he's not B'derachal, he tries to be Amir ben Yisoyin. So here's was another Nisoyin. This was L'Achar Pesach. Gemara says every Nisoyin he can withstand, he will. But in certain Nisoyin he can't. So it's now after Pesach, now he realizes that this bottle is Chomet She'over Alova Pesach. Right, machleik. We hold it's an isa drabbanan. Reb Shimon says an isa drabbanan. Reb Yehuda had a habimina in Pesach Mechav Ches an isa deiraisa. Our Gemara locks into that habimina, even though the Maskan Reb Yehuda also agrees it's an isa drabbanan. It's an isa drabbanan achomer, because Chazal were nervous that this would happen, that a person would be nechshal, and Chazal wanted to make sure a person would not be over bali ro bali motze. So they had to create all sorts of discouragement. So one discouraging thing was that you can't have it after Pesach. So get rid of it. So what will help you? And in order to strengthen this din de Rabbanon, they made it also about no as well. So now the guy is holding after Pesach. All right? And should we assume, that one cannot be, he invites guys over Elachayim? Maybe he's having a mamuna. You know what a mamuna is? Svaradim have a party the night after Pesach. Now, do all Svaradim do it, or only certain? Only Moroccans. So Moroccans have after Pesach. It's a very, very convenient minhag for men to get out of the house the night, night after Pesach. So that way, I don't know if Moroccans help the wives much anyways, but for Ashkenazim, it's a very, so you have been invited to Mamuna, so you're in a good situation. So now you're holding by the Mamuna, and he pulls out, he finished all the, what do they have, Iraq? That's already gone already. So now he pulls out the scotch. So now, he's saying, where was the scotch over Pesach? Doesn't look so good. If he has a half bottle of scotch, did he sell it? Didn't he sell it? So, the Gemara says, no, you can be nana from it miyad. Why? Because if he wasn't Abim Nisoyan, but now it's after, it's a different kind of Nisoyan now. So now he'll make sure that he'll switch it with some, so we'll go, he has a fellow down the hall, he'll exchange his bottle with his bottle, right? So machlifin, not the chazaka, sofik. Maybe no, that's the minute. That's what they do. After Pesach, he'll make sure that he won't be nirshal. So the halach is, I assume that this bottle is a bottle that he switched with his non-Jewish neighbor after Pesach, right? Shein machlifin, good. So that's the sugya. That's our sugya. Our sugya is, and therefore, I can be soimech on the understanding that he's a firm guy who's not oimed in every nisayon. So we all are not oimed in certain nisayons. But when we can be oimed in nisayon, we're all oimed in nisayon. So this is a very, very easy nisayon. Right? Why such an easy nisayon? Because it matters whether you have the bottle that was here with Pesach or you have the bottle of the goy that was Pesach. What does it matter? So you flip. So the goy's happy, the Jew's happy. Gevaldik. So the Gemara says, that's a raya to Rava's. Rava was formulated the principle of Shoveh Keter V'Ochel Yisurah. So our Gemara says, you know what, Rava, we have a raya from the Tanom already. What you said is already a braisa. Good? That's where our Suya Be'atzma Shol Dover ends. However, Tosfos already takes up most of the page to develop what should be a tangential sugya, but Hayoi said both Rashi and Tosfos and Rabban and the Rosh and the Ritva all develop the idea of the May Isurei Hana Chalif Isurin over here, even though it's a sugya of Ezara, sugya Nedarim. So we'll take out a day or two and be Ma'ayin into the sugya. So that's what we began yesterday, and that's what we'll do today in Yirtzeh Hashem. What's the halacha of the Mei Isuri Ano? So, again, to put in the context, if something is Osir Ba'ano, how many Isuri Ano are there? Chometz on Pesach is Osir Ba'ano. Basar B'cholav is Osir Ba'ano. Orla, I think it's Osir Ba'ano. Kalayim, there aren't so many Isuri Ano around. What else? Shvius, Osir Ba'ano, Dmei Shvius. Avodah Zarah, Osir Ba'ano. Hektish, Osir Ba'ano. So the Gemara wants to know when something is Osir Ba'ano. So we understand. Osir Ba'ano means that the Gufay Shel Dover is Osir. I cannot take Peiros of Orla and make some kind of ointment out of them. I can't make a shampoo out of them. Right? Because Osir Ba'ano. I'm not eating it. I'm not ingesting. Osir Ba'ano. Bos V'Cholo. Right? I can't take Bos V'Cholo and make it into a shampoo. That would be a violation of Isur Ano. That's being then and being Guf HaDover. Now what about if I am I allowed to sell it and use the money? L'chaira, selling it is also being then and being Guf HaDover. Right? Okay, now I was over and I was nene from it. I sold it. So I have, Yai Nesach is Osir Ba'ano. So now I have the money from that sale. Is that money now Osir Ba'ano? Right? Or, alternatively, I barter my Chometz She'over Lava Pesach bottle with my non-Jewish neighbor, and I now have with his chometz that was by him over Pesach. No problem with that. Right? So now, the only reason I have this bottle is because I was machlif for another bottle. So when I have this bottle, I am being nene from that which was also. The money that I got from the sale of Bos V'Cholo, it's only here because of Bos V'Cholo. So maybe I'm not being nene mi guf hadover, but maybe I am being nene mi yisuri hano, demei yisuri hano. So the Gemara says, you see, so the Aretz, all of Yishenim say, you see from this Mishnah, this Braisa, b'mnei shein machlifin, that we're allowed to have the chilufe isur, that we're allowed to have it, because we're assuming that he was machlifit. So he's black and white, Araya, that's where the Iser ends. The Iser is an Iser to be nene miguf hadover, an Iser to sell it, but then, after that, the Iser no doesn't continue. So Rashi says that that's not correct. That the Iser does continue for the person who sold it. He only has this bottle because of that Iser Ano. But Lagabe, but it's clear from this Mishnah that Lagabe, the guests, the third party, there is no third party Yisra Ano. Third party, second party. Demei Yisra Ano. Third party thing, no? because one's a guy, one's a Jew. So the third, there's no third party Iser. Otherwise, you couldn't live with the Mishnah. All right, that's what Rashi put. Rashi says that there are those who erred in this. That's not, that can go either way in terms of our text. Our Braisa is referring to the third party. Right? So our Braisa is going to be good, Sai Rashi, Sai Tos. Everything's going to say, third party is allowed to be Nana. Right? Well, hold on. But what about the person who actually sold it? So Rashi says that there are those who hold that that person can be nana from it. So Rashi says that could not be, right? That's the nakuda we're focusing on. For the person who sold it, osir or not osir. So Rashi says, in other words, for the person, the third party, so it's true that the third party wouldn't have this scotch if somebody else had not been Oiver and Iser, and if this didn't become Bos V'chol. The third party wouldn't have this pizza if it hadn't been for the Bos V'chol of the pizza that was sold together. But the Iser Ano, and Kadosh Baruch Hu said Oser Ano, he's Oser Bachila, Oser Ano. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said Oser Ano means Binen Mi Guf Hadover. To Binen Mi Tachlif Hadover, Chazal didn't. How do I know that? How do we know to make that distinction? Because the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that when it comes to Shviyas, Hektish, and what's the third one? Avodah Zarah. Those were so chomer that Kadosh Baruch Hu said ki cheiremu. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that such a powerful Yisra Noah that it is even toifes domov. That in those three cases, Kadosh Baruch Hu said that the Isra Noah is so strong that even the money which I get as a result of the sale, that's also awesome. But any other Isra Noah, no, only Kecheiremu. Bos V'chol is not like that. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was magdir for us what's called an Isra Noah. How far you go, right? Otherwise, you can end up saying that if this sold was 10 times, how do you know when the Noah stops? So the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Hanoz hanom miguf hadavar," and the nisul lemkor. But beyond that, there is no isur kicheru. Only the gabei shviyas ektish of a dzar. It's toyfeis damav, special din. Okay, Rashi says, but we're not finished yet. Why? Because there's another din. Shar niskal zaser bano, and the Gemara says when it comes to shar niskal, that if Reuven is mazik my shar niskal. If Reuven destroys my bus of a chol of pizza, so he is potter from paying a cent. Came to Beis Din. I thought I'd make a little money in my shor niskal before the Beis Din takes away and kills it. I said he was mazik. The Bible said he's talking about. It's also b'ano. So Rashi says, "What's the Beis Din talking about, b'ano? But I could sell it." And then I could be nana from it, right? If it was Avodah Zarah, if it was Hektish, if it was Shviyas, then I'm done. Then I can't get anything from it at all. But it's not. So it means I could violate the din, I could be Yoyver and Iser, and I could sell it, and then a pigeon, then I got kosher money. Right? So, how can you tell me that my shor niskal is valueless? You have to pay a cent for it. I can monetize it. All right? So that's what Rashi points out. Rashi says, cannot be. He pays nothing. Versus mazik my chometz and Pesach. I mean, the Tshuvas, let's talk about the following. The Tshuvas that Reuven sold his chometz factory to a goy. And then, God forbid, there was a fire on Pesach. So he didn't tell the insurance company they sold to a goy. So the insurance policy is still valid. So is he allowed to collect insurance? Or is that being nenef from chometz? That's a deal in some of the earlier tshuvas. What's the deal with, how do you look at insurance? Insurance payments. Is that called tachlifei? Bechlal, then, in halacha, the question, how do you look at it? Do you look at insurance as that because this item got destroyed, insurance covers it? Or do you look at it as insurance? I have a deal with this company. I have a deal with statewide. I have a deal with High Point. That if a certain thing happens, he owes me money. So I have a tenai. That you owe me money if a certain event happens. We it's structured because you're supposed to cover it. Let's say Lamai said that Reuven's car gets totaled, and he has no intention of buying another car. Insurance still pays for it. Why is insurance paying for it? If insurance was to cover, to help me get my car back, but I'm not getting the car back. So some say, no, insurance is just a financial deal. If A happens, pay. So if that building gets burned, you pay me. I'm not being nenef no chametz. I have a deal with you. So it's a discussion, halacha, how chametz works, how insurance works. So in this case, Rashi says the fact that I could monetize it be'isur shows that there must be value to it. If there's no value, I couldn't monetize it. So how could there be value? You just told me I can't monetize it. There's no value because I can't monetize it. So if you just told me that Khalifin is mutter, then you can't tell me that there's no value because I'm not allowed to monetize, but if I do monetize it, it's money, it's there. So you can't tell me, so you're going to take me to base, and the base is going to say, what are you suing for? It's also about Noah. It's also about Noah, rabbis. But Rabbanim, if I would have sold it to Yisur, I know it would have been also. But I would have had something as mutter. It says, Beferi Shemishna, Shane Mischalfin. I would have had a bottle that I could have offered my guests. So Rashi says, so it must be that, sure, I could offer my guests. That's not Hanoah, though. Hanoah is if I can benefit from it. So that's Rashi says, the fact that Shura Niskal, you cannot collect from Hezek, means that you cannot monetize it. That means that somebody can't get on door from it. So now I'm stuck. I have a Mishnah that says Shein Machlifin, that you can eat the pizza, you can eat the you can drink the bottle. I have a Mishnah that says you can't get anything from it. Shara Niska. So Rashi says it must be that with respect to me, that's still considered to be Hana. Respect to the next guy is not called Hana. I have a mission that says, a halacha that says, that chalife iser, that the may iser, that tfisas domim does not apply to all iseri, no, except for those three. And I have a mishnah, a gemara that says, that therefore, if I sell iseri no, not tefis domim, and if somebody is mazik iseri no, doesn't pay a cent. But I have a mission of uses my Hashem Achlifin, that I can benefit from it. So how do I square it? So Rashi says it must be that Legabe, the Baal, the owner of the object, it still is also to be nene from. Even if that's not called Tfizas Domim, that's called still being nene from the original lease. That's called being nene from the Shura Niskal. If I myself would if I myself would make a leather jacket from this Shran Niskal, it would be awesome for me to wear it. Therefore, for me, it's of no value. Therefore, I cannot sue. The fact that I could sell the Shran Niskal be'isr, I could flay the Shran Niskal be'isr, make a jacket, and then you could wear it. So that's not, that is not a enough of a value to sue the mazik. That's not called a value. That's not called monetizing. That's a really, it has, we call it a goyim l'mamon. It could, eventually could cause me some. That's not enough to sell. That's a rashi miyashiv. And then, Tosfos says, but that's what Rashi says, and there are those who are incorrect in saying that afli asrei mutter couldn't be. Tosfos says that Tosfos is this yeshayimer. Tosfos, I understand that there's an isa derabbanon, that Chazal made an isa derabbanon on the mei isuri ano, but not an isa deraisa. All right? And that's what most of Rishonim argue with this Likud and Rashi. How does Tosfos say it? So this Tosfos, the top Tosfos, the first part is Pas Akum. First part is saying, what are you going to do with Chemtze Shel Nochri? Right? They weren't thinking in terms of scotch. All right? It's a kasha why they weren't thinking of it. Where they held the scotch was Eva Alma, scotch wasn't really Chometz Gomer. Right? No, no. But they were talking about Chometz. Chometz means a baked item. Chometz means. So the first part of Tosfos, as we discussed yesterday, is raising the question, how does this even get off the ground? Because it's Pas Akum. Right? So Tosfos responds, he's not eating it, he's getting a different kind of hanah from it. Or it is dough that isn't fully that and that hasn't been baked yet, or the what did we see the Rashba, we said paspalter, the Levarie said paspalter, I can give you community tarza, fine. And then he says, and don't get concerned that it's true that Rabbi Yehuda ultimately says that chometz shel goy be Pesach is an isur rabbanon, but there is a point where he says an isur deraisa. Now we know how to read the Gemara. Fine. Then he says, however, umash pirish bakuntres shemarvichen diladidon miyushari dein teifes damav the davka ladiday osir shebalay machmas chometz be Pesach. This Nakuda that Rashi says that you should know that it's not Taifes Domov. So Davke Lidi Dei Oser. It's still Oser to the original Baal. The Baal who was Machlif, the pizza, he cannot be. Why? So he explains. He only has it because of Chometz Pesach. He's getting Hanof from Chometz Pesach. He wouldn't have this Baal. He wouldn't have this pizza, not for Chometz Pesach. So he's still benefiting from it. Says Tais v'nirish emarvichin nami legabe didhu. He thinks even the original Baal also he sold it b'iser, but now it's already mutter. That's also included tfisas domim, right? He can phrase in several ways. He can phrase what is tfisas domim? Is tfisas domim only legabe third party, even legabe the original proprietor? Fine. The Tosfos says that the Iser of Chalipin that Rashi is referring to, that is an Iser Derabbanon, right? Rashi is learning everything is an Isir de Rais of Chalipin, and it is referring to the Baal Hadvar. So Taisus is wrong. Taisus says, practically speaking, Rashi, Rashi is correct because there's an Isir de Rabbanan in place. How do I know that it's an Isa the Rabbanon? Well, he says there is, Rashi's correct, that there is a Gemara that says that Tfisas Domim only applies to Hektish, Shvius, and Avodah Zarah. And therefore, Orla and Kleya Karim, there is no Isur Tfisas Domim. And we know that, therefore, if a person decides to marry, to get married, and the only thing he gives his wife is Orla Dika Fruit, Osir Ban Noah, so the halacha is they would be married, and Rashi explained why would they be married. All right, so a new situation. Reuven says, "Amugudesh asli bepei roizu." Right, he's all excited because it's the first fruit of the apple tree that he planted in the backyard. Most of the Gemara talks about that there used to be a minhag, people would plant a tree when they had children. And then they would use the wood for the canopy of the chuppah. So the Gemara, so this person got carried away. He's going to use the fruit, right? And he's so excited because it's the first fruit. So the rabbi finds out that it's all of the gefrut. So what's the halacha? It's a osir banda. The Gemara says mikudeshes. Why is it mikudeshes? So Rashi said that was a special exception. So once you hear that, so you know that the whole issur has got to be the issur rabbanon. You can't say there's a Chazal made an exception for kiddushin in the midst of Pirkei Avot. They allowed getting married with Isuriano, right? Guy wants to get married on the cheap, so and that's the only way he's going to get married. The only way he's going to get married in the midst of is if he can get married. So he procures Isuriano, right? Cheap, didn't want to go to 47th Street, didn't want to get a fancy ring. He gets Isuriano, it's very, very cheap. So halach is, we want people to get married, we want to incentivize people. So we'll allow Kiddushin Michal with Isurin. So it's got to be a Dirabbanan de Gisr. It can't be a Deraisa de Gisr. Right? So Taisva says, so you see from here, Menirah Sheposh Lula Rashi, the Osir Midrabbanan, Mitam Shepirish, Kan, Dimkein, Matsinu, Domu, Chomiz, Pesach. So now, Taisva says, I can reconstruct everything Rashi said. When Rashi said that there is, that the when I go to Bezin, because somebody was mazik my Shoran Niskal, and Bezin will give me zero, doesn't matter whether it's because Isa Dereis or Rabbana, they're going to give me zero. Right? That I'm not going to say, oh, Midei Reis, he owes you money. He owes me nothing, because Chazal said he can't be Nana from it. There is, so therefore, and that's even for the proprietor himself. I'll tell me that there's a din, a strange din, that if I take Isuri Ano, if I take my Sharan Niska, and I would say, Atmukudesh is my Sharan Niska, and she's my Kabbalah, my Kabbalah, so we'd be married, that's true. It's an Isid Rabbonim Khalifin. In other words, Khalife Demei Isur Ar Take Mutter. Terah didn't go so far. Terah said only the Gabe Hektish Visa Medazara. Everything else, the East is off. Mide Rabbanan, they made it Aser to further discourage people. We'll see in a moment why. Mide Rabbanan, then Chazal said, Mishum Piri Ribya, relax the Easter for Kiddushin. Alright? So everything fits perfectly. except for the Rashi's conclusion in our sugya. Because that means that Lididhu would be Nisir Darabon and Nisir Deiraisa. Right? So that's the. So that Taish disagrees with Rashi, as do other Rishonim. And they say, you see, from our text, Shehein Machlifin, that once it's already redeemed, once we are one step away, once we're using the money from Isur Hanah. So it's true, you would not have this if not for the Isur Hanah. It's true. But that is already not Hanah that the Torah asked. Moshel, just like the Torah said, Isur Achila, so you can't eat it, but if you eat it in a very strange way, Torah didn't ask that kind of Achila. If you eat it, it doesn't taste so good, Torah didn't ask that kind of Achila. So Achila is a very specific, so Hanah is also specific. Hanah is not every single, there's Hanah Shein by Mamish. Let's say a person would take a Isur Hanah, and make a musical instrument out of it. Take coconut, the drum, no, and use them as a drum. So I can't be Nana from the music. Anybody mamish? Person would take Yisuri and Noah and make a very beautiful collage out of them. I can't look at it. So there's a certain point that Chazal said, you're enjoying, you're benefiting, but that's not the Yisur HaNoah Ksuvah V'Torah. So Yisur HaNoah Ksuvah V'Torah is HaNoah Miguf HaDomer, except for Avodah Zarah, Hekdesh, and Shviyas. There, Chazal said, you cannot get secondary benefit. Everything else you can, but that's a pasuk. Everything else, you can get secondary benefit. You'll find that the Gemara says that if I'm mazik, the Shara Niskal, like, don't pay you a cent, what a secondary benefit. That is also in Arbonon. No, okay, so there's no value. I Kiddushin, Chazal made an exception. So Taisha says everything fits in very, very well. Right? The one nakuda is that Rashi in our sugya said the secondary benefit for the original Baal, that's still also about Nomine Raisa. That's what Tosfos disagrees with. But Tosfos can be Miyash of all the Gemaras. As being a Rabbanan. I think you're Raisa the Rabbanan, because there's a kula, the Gavik Yidushin. Gotta be a Rabbanan. Dim Kain Vatsina Dom L'chomis Pesach. V'nirash of Poshut Lele Rashi. The awesome in a Rabbanon, mitam shapirish. It's got to be an Eastern Rabbanon. What's the tam shapirish? Then came with Sinan Dom Lacham the Pesach. The Ein Ze Diyuka. And this is not a good raya. The Afilu you are dumb and mutar and kishem machman. Mikol mokem came into the Chadchilo Osulim Kor, la bar dumim hu. This is the line that Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. Right? This is where you want to pick out the actual svara of which they're arguing. Rashi says that if I can monetize something, then it is, that it has value. So if you're going to tell me that my Isur HaNoah has no value, that means I cannot monetize it. You're going to tell me that my Shura Niskal HaNizik has no value, I can't get anything from it, then it means that it has no value. Our Gemara says you can sell it and benefit from it. So it must be that Lididhu, it has no value. But L'gav Echem has value. And Tosfos says, that's not a good diyuk. Da'afilu yu adamim mutar kishem achron. Even if you'll tell me that I can use the money, mikol mokai, kevon de lechadchila osa limkor, since it's also in a salad, labar damim. So it can be, so therefore Tosfos says that there is no distinction between the proprietor, the Baal, who sold it, and anybody else. It was also to sell. It therefore has no, is valueless. Shara Niskal, you can't collect from it. Nevertheless, Nevertheless, if I would take my sharniskal and I would make a leather jacket out of it, it would be mutter for me to wear it myself. B'nei Raisa. Miu nirit shasa d'rabbana. That I'm asking. The women is the d'rabbana. How do I know that? So when he brings a raya from a Gemara Nedarim, that there is an Isra Ano, Midir Rabbana. Taishma says that two possibilities. Either Chazal were Mekel when it came to Kiddushin, or even Chazal, this Issa de Rabbanon of Chalufei Demei Issa Hano is only if I have something like fruit or kelim that's a Dovra Nikr that I can actually point to it and say, this is. I only have this because of something that's osur bano. So that would be an isad rabbanon. Exactly what is the isad rabbanon? Is it a further suyag, a further achoka, or is it that it's like a zilzal in the Easter? It was chometz of the Pesach. You know where I got this jacket from? Asher Anisko. That's Asach Mutter. Right? So it becomes a zilzal in the Easter day Raisa. How did I get this bottle of scotch? I got it because I kept my bottle of scotch and I was over at Easter and I found the goy and I switched it and I have it. So it's a zilzal. But if I can't point to it, if I can't say this thing, if it's my marriage, I made a kinyan with it. I was kind of my wife with it. So where is the Isra Ano? Right? If it's you did me a favor for it. Because I gave you my Osadika scotch, so you let me park in your parking spot. Right? So you're not going to... So then the elevator guy will open the door for me every Shabbos. You can't point to something that says, this is what I got because of my Yisra. No, so Chazal didn't go so far. Chazal didn't want us to be Mizal's on Yisra. So if I have a Chayfetz, a Keli, and I only have this because of Yisra, no, so then this Keli becomes the ongoing reminder that I did an end run around Allah. But if it's something that's not defined, it's, so Chazal didn't make that also because they didn't think it would create a zilzal in the original Isa. Okay, Ad Kan Divrei Taisus. Good. So what's the machlekes Rashi in our Sugya Taisus and the Rashban, the Ran, one Nakuda, and that is person who's over the Isa and sells chometz, sells an Isa Rana. Can that individual himself be nene from it midin de raisa? Okay. What's the basis for this machlekes? Because Rashi holds that the ability to monetize something that is gives something value, and therefore if something is osur bano, it cannot be monetized. And Tesh says no, that Isur Hano, even if it can be Isur Hano, the fact that it is also to sell it already robs it of its value. Chayfet Shel Hano, and it's something that's Osur Hano, the Gemara says that it has no value. Haraya, then a Shor Niskel has no value. All right? So Rashi says that becomes the proof that I cannot monetize it. Because otherwise it would otherwise. So therefore Rashi says that. Therefore Rashi says that I cannot benefit from it. Right? We're walking this back a little bit, just to see exactly where is the machlekes over here. What's the departure point between Rashi and Tosfos? What's the nekudah which they disagree? Lemaisa, they disagree on whether my ability to be nena miguf hadavar is an isa drabonis in their raisa. Correct? They all agree, everybody agrees, that I should not be benefiting from my shor on this skull. Rashi says that Rashi over here says deraisa and other places derabanan. Everybody agrees that if I sell my chomis bePesach, that I should not be nene from that sale, but others can. Right? That isra no is that a deraisa derabanan machlekes between Tosfos and Rashi in our sugya. Right? Everybody agrees there's an exception, getting married. Why is there an exception? Well, if you hold it, it's an Issa Derabbanan, because I would make with Peribia. If you hold it, it's an Issa Deraisa, it's because getting married, there's nothing tangible which you can say this is because of the Issa Ana, and therefore, there's no Issa. And therefore the marriage is chal. Because the Iser of getting Hana from a Chavit Shal Iser, even secondary Hana, Rashi will say, co-opting Tosfos as Svara for the Drabbanan. But Rashi will say, because that's already not a deraisa to get Hana anymore. Getting married. But if I have a leather jacket, that's a deraisa to get Hana. I say, is it clear where Rashi and Tosfos are arguing? What's the nekudas ha-machlaikas? I'm saying the machlaikas is whether when the Baal HaChefetz sells the thing which is Osir Bano and then gets Hano himself from that sale, is that an Issa Deraisa or Issa Derabanan? Then
sale and chalifin are the same here, or
yeah,
is that always a case of Isra now, or just that's what we're talking about here? Rabbi said before that sale and benefit from the Guf HaDavar are usir, but exchanging it would be different because it's not like
right. So the selling something, which is correct, selling something, selling basur b'cholov is as osir as benefiting miguf hadavar. Right now, getting hana from the money that I have, so that's already a secondary hana. So that's where Rashi would say that second is also osir min ha-Torah. And Tosfos would say that's osir min ha-Rabbanan. Right? So Chaim is pointing out the strength of Rashi Shita is that it's hard to understand in Tosfos how there could be an Issa Deraisa to sell, but when I use the money, it's osir min ha-Rabbanan. Right? In other words, to get something out of the object, that's an Issa Deraisa. Lamasa, when I actually benefit, when I take the money and I sell it and I get a ha and I get a jacket, so that would be an Issa Derabbanan. And Rashi says that if the sale is Osir, that means that the immediate benefit of the sale should also be Issa Deraisa. Yeah. Okay? But that's the one area. Whether the person that which was osir b'hana. Now, on the other hand, the strength of Tosfos Shita in theory is that the isra hana is an isra b'guf hadavar, an isra cheftza. So how could we understand that the Isur Deiraisa of an Isur Anah is different for the original Baal of anybody else? Basar B'cholov, the fact that I own Basar B'cholov does not make it any more Osir to me than to you. Shar Niskal is no more Osir to the Baal than anybody else. So an Isur Anah is an Isur B'guf HaDavar, Yai Nesach. So on one hand, the strength of Tosfos Ashita is that it's very hard to explain that an Isur Deiraisa of Anah will play out differently for a different individual than anybody else. Isur Rabbanan, yeah. Because Isur Rabbanan is to discourage the guy from selling it. So Isur Rabbanan is targeted at the person. We don't want him to sell it. But for an Isur Deiraisa of Anah to be different for one person or the other is very hard to explain that. Rashi's stuck. Because Rashi has to say that it has no value because of the Shorei Nisgal Gemara and that somebody can be nana from it. So Rashi has to identify this Isur. He's Mechadish the Isur. Let it do. It's got to be. So that's the Machlekes Limasa is whether this Isur Anon, the person who sold the rice at the Rabbanah, Tosfos and the Rashban, the Ramban, they all have to explain what do they do with the Shor and Niskal Gemara. So Rashi says the Shor and Niskal Gemara, not a problem for me. Because Legabe me, the guy who's suing the Nizik, the Mazik, has no value for me. I can't sue the Mazik because somebody else could wear this hide. I can sue the Mazik. So the business for what? He can't sell this, he can't benefit from this. What are you suing for? Legabe you, it has no value, so you're going to bring in another guy who says, I could have gotten a jacket from this. You're not a Baldover. So no one can sue. And Tosfos says that the guy, if he actually makes a high, if he sells the Shor Niskal, he could use the money for something. He can't use it for a high. That's true. That's correct. That's Guf HaDavar. But Tosfos says he can't sell it, but he could use it. Aye, but then Tosfos says, but that does not give Hanah, does not give value to the object. But the machlekes that I'm focusing in right now, this one line, less the dyuka, is really a tangent to the machlekes. So again, the guf ha-machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos is when it comes to Dmei Isurei Anah, can the original owner who was over the Isur of selling it, he cannot benefit from the sale. If he would benefit, it would be an Isur Deiraisa, Isur Rabbanan. So Tosfos would be an Isur Rabbanan, and Rashi says, and our Sugya would be an Isur Deiraisa. Right, how do we know that benefiting from the sale is not considered to be benefiting from the actual Isur? We know that from the fact that only Avodah Zarah, Shvius, and Hekdesh are Tofes Domov. You know, and all of these terms, the Isur doesn't roll over. So Tosfos says, therefore, we're done with the Isur in their eyes. Isur Rabbanan, yeah. And Rashi says, except for the proprietor. Now we come to the sugi that says that when Reuven uses his own Isur Anah and he sells it to his wife, it's called Kiddushin. So they are married. Tosfos says, not a problem because Chazal made an exception in the Isur Rabbanan. Bnei Raisa, that benefit is not considered to be a benefit. That is also Rashi will have to say that benefit which I, the Baal, am getting from monetizing my Isra Anah, is not usher, because the benefit is Kiddushin, it's a concept. I can't point anything that says this is a benefit. That even Rashi accepts, that's no longer usher. If I would eat my Dimei Isra Anah, then that would be usher. Alright? So that's the machlokes. Let me show you this. Everybody holds that it's not Tefes Damim. Rashi holds there's one area of Tefes Damim. Ours is Deraisa. Rashi in other places also the Rabbanim. Why is this the Chiddush of our Sugya? Because our Sugya points out that Machlifen. That means somebody's getting Anah from the exchange of an Isra Anah. So all we should say, Givaldik, that's Hagadadin. It's not Tefes Damim. The Isra Anah is already exhausted. And Rashi says that is true for all third parties, not true for the proprietor himself. Right? Then the one area that I'm not going to go into right now is how do you reconcile the valuelessness of Yisrei Anah with the fact that somebody can benefit from the bottle of scotch that I was machlif. So Taisva says, not a problem. You're not allowed to sell it. Right? Other Yishrei have different nuschois. That nekuda bothers Rashi. Rashi says, if I can benefit, if I can monetize, then there's value. So this is what voids the value of Isra Anah. Right? If you want, we can go down the road, or we can go by it. But that's the tangent that some of the Rashivas go off in this sugya. Okay, what's not clear?
Kuda.
Go ahead. Between Rashi and Tosfos. Yeah. So how do you form the machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos? What's not lochal and ma'aseh think of machlokes?
Whether it's in the Rabbanan or the Raisa.
Right. In other words,
for the second part.
Right. Once I sell it, and it was over an Isur, is there an Isur Hanah in benefiting from that sale? Right. So lochayra the nekudas hamachlokes in that regard is how far did the Kadosh Baruch Hu take Isur Hanah? Guf ha-davar ba'alei yosef. Tfis ha-zdomem ba'alei muter. Right? So, Taishva says that any tfis ha-zdomem. What does tfis ha-zdomem mean? It means any benefit from the sale. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that's already like a chilush like a darka. That's like being nana from the music, being nana from the vision. It's just not a direct not direct enough. Right? Rashi's Chiddush and our sugya, Taisha says, yeah, the Chazal came and said Osir, because they were afraid that people would end up taking advantage of it. Rashi and our sugya says, if I personally monetize an Isur Hanah, then I talk him Oiver, and that's still included in the original Isur Hanah. That's not considered to be too far from the original Anah. That's not considered to be Anah Shalei Kedarka. Rashi sees that with respect to the original owner, since I decided to take the Orla and make it into a heter d'gaavta. I decided to take the chametz d'gaavta scotch, shavu'ot pesach, and make it into heter d'gaavta scotch. So with respect to me, that they're all one. In other words, Rashi's huge chiddush over here is that with respect to me, it is the new bottle of scotch becomes the chefetz shaliser. Taisa says it can't be chefetz shaliser shaliser, and Rashi says that legabe anybody else, the one caused the other, but it doesn't pick up the properties of the other. And Rashi says, it's muchrach to say, because of the Sharniskal Gemara, I'm muchrach to say that the Gabi, the person who does the actual monetizing, for him, is all one thing. For him, we don't say that the Hetetika caused this. No. This is the new embodiment of the Yos. I had a pepperoni pizza, Basa V'chala, and I exchanged Hetetika pizza for Mutter. So for me, this is the embodiment of the old Iser. For me, it picks up the Chefetz Shlis. Because otherwise I can't learn Sharniska. For Tosfos, the Nekudas of Machlekes is whether for the person, when I do the actual Mechira, since I'm doing the actual Mechira, does my Mechira also transfer the Iser? So for you, it's irrelevant. You're not. It's not also to you. It's not your. You're not doing the mechira, so you can't transfer, sir. Because Baruch Hu said it's not Teifas Damim. But since I made the mechira, I negotiated it. So when I said I'm being machlev zeh bo zeh, am I also being machlev the Yisur and as well? Right. That's in other words, just like Tosha says that Kiddushin is different because there's no Keli for it to be Chalon. So Rashi would say that since I am the one who is more of a Musadika thing out of this, just to help us wrap our minds around it. For me, whenever I look at, while I'm eating this kosher pizza, in my mind, I'm eating the tray pizza of the Heter. For you, it's not like that. For you, if I give you a piece of the pizza, eating a kosher bigger pizza. In your mind, it's not this kosher pizza came from this. No, but for me, since I'm the one who made the sale, and this is Bimcoin, this bottle of scotch is Bimcoin that bottle of scotch. So for me, it embodies the Iser. For me, it's an end. For me, it's a zilzul nadin. For you, what's it got to do with the original body? So since for me, it's an embodiment of the original, for me, it's a zilzul. For me, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, that's lagabe me, that's the Chefetz Shel Iser. Because I did the sale. So I created, I was the one who morphed one or the other. That would be the Nekudas HaMachlekes. All right? Good.